The other question I have, particularly in view of your recent publication that we want to talk about, is your choice of genomic assay. You chose in this patient with 5 positive nodes to use the 21 gene and the obvious alternative, there are a number of alternatives, but particularly the 70 gene. And of course, I wanted to ask you about the publication of the paper that came out looking at that from the MINDEC trial.
Right. So you're right that we now have different options. I think from my personal standpoint at Dana-Farber, where I work, we have a lot of experience with Oncotype. We've been using it now for a number of years, and it's something that we're comfortable with. But now that there are starting to be more data with the 70-gene assay or MammaPrint, and it no longer requires frozen tissue, that's also a very appropriate test. I mean, the interesting thing is MammaPrint gives you a yes-no result, whereas Oncotype gives you a continuous score. There's pros and cons when you're making decisions for patients. There's something inherently nice about having a dichotomous score, because then you don't really have to waver about what to do with the intermediate scores. But I think we have enough experience with Oncotype that we are very comfortable with that. But I think it's kind of an evolving area. Our general sense is that all of these tests, the MammaPrint, Oncotype, PAM50, are probably measuring similar things. And which particular test you use may not matter. And I think it's just something that you want to be comfortable with, understanding the scores, understanding the report, and how that influences your decision making.